Look out, pink elephants on parade. Here they come, liberty, poverty. They're here.
That's my new song.
It is. Except if you have to see pink elephants, you're hallucinating. Steve Dale, actually in Thailand, hobnobbing with pachyderms, one and all. I welcome Steve Dale to the program. It's always, one, I always love to talk to you because you're a fascinating guy. And it's nice because I can ask you a question and go and have a sandwich and come back. It's no, and I love that in a guest, and you know that too. You like a guest who actually is going to answer a question.
Yes.
Instead of, hey, what do you think about Thailand? Cool. Really?
But that when your really guest help? Is also a radio host,
exactly.
That's the problem.
No,
because
it's not
I could
a problem.
Talk through the commercial break and the newscast and the next
Listen,
newscast.
They're used to, I'm here. They're used to that. So I spoke to you. Welcome, first of all. Thank you for
Thank
coming
you.
In.
Thank you.
So I talked to you before you went on this Thailand
yes.
adventure. And we will talk about pets, and if you have a question, 312-981-7200, because we'll talk about pets and anxiety and stuff. But I really want to talk to you about this, because I was following on Facebook your adventures, and you had said something before you went. And you said, I want to go see elephants,
yes.
but I have to be very careful about where I'm going. Explain that to people. What does that mean, you have to be careful about where, not that the elephants are going to stampede you to death, but something else.
Right. So in Thailand and in other Southeast Asian countries, there are two types of elephants. There are the Asian elephants that are wild elephants. We mm-hmm. went to a national park hoping to see some. In Thailand, if I recall correctly, there are 2,000 of these elephants, and that's it, that are wild elephants.
Wow.
But because elephants have been used for a purpose for thousands of years in that part of the world, working elephants, working farms, working ranches, working and bringing timber to market, and doing all sorts of other things that, well, elephants do very productively. And it's been year after year after year, again, thousands of years, they call these elephants domestic elephants.
Wow.
Now, their temperament may be different. That's what they maintain, and I trust that's the case. Are they domestic like our dogs? I don't see.
Did any roll over and let you rub their belly?
No. And right. People generally don't have elephants in their living room. However, they are different, and the problem now, though, is the working elephants aren't needed to work anymore.
Okay.
The unemployment rate is quite high.
That's not good for elephants.
No. So what
to
do
be
you
on the dole.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do with these elephants? So in Thailand, what they've done is they've created, and also for elephants that have been abused. So the good news is Thailand, to some extent and a great extent, is understanding the way elephants historically were trained wasn't always the most humane way to train them.
Okay.
And some elephants that have been abused, they don't like people anymore.
Sure.
And unlike dogs, which oftentimes are amazing at what's the right word that I'm looking for?
They come through trauma and they're very forgiving.
That's the word. Thank you. And they are. Elephants are not always so forgiving. And you
don't have to be.
You don't want an elephant holding a grudge. And elephants, as they say, and it's correct, they remember.
They never forget.
Uh-huh. So some of these elephants that have been abused, in fact, most of them, don't like people.
Yeah.
Which I'll circle back to.
Okay.
So some of these elephant sanctuaries, they have elephants still that perform for the tourist. They do tricks. They sometimes paint. They offer elephant rides. And my problem with that is I'm concerned about the way, potentially, these elephants have been trained.
Right.
But moreover, I like the other option, which are elephants that roam freely,
yeah,
and can do what they want to do. If they want to interact with the tourists, great. If not, well, then that's their option. They don't have to do that. And that's my preference. And I wanted to be very careful to choose a sanctuary that truly is a sanctuary and one that allowed these sorts of freedoms for elephants so I don't have to worry about these potential inhumane
sure.
issues. So we found one. It's called Kanta Elephant Sanctuary, although there are many that are appropriate. Kanta's not the only one of its kind. And we all, when we got to Kanta Elephant Sanctuary, had to wear elephant suits. They look like pajamas.
Okay.
And without the little feet, they look like pajamas. And the reason for it, and they had little elephants on them. They were very cute. But the reason for it is fascinating, I thought, and that is these people that wear this always come with food.
Okay.
The first thing you do is you feed the elephants. And the elephants learn very quickly, the people that are dressed this way, that look like this,
we like them.
Uh-huh. I thought that was fascinating.
That is, it shows how intelligent animals are. A lot of times we go, oh, that dog is smart or that dog's dopey or whatever. But they do, I mean, there's a reason they can exist in the wild like that. There's a reason they can adapt and do those kind of things. But it is, I wonder how long it takes, did you find out how long it takes for them to become acclimated to someone dressed in those clothes?
Well, the other thing they have going for them is elephants, like dogs, live based on what others, in the case of a dog, it would be, the dogs are very social, mm-hmm. and you're a member of your dog's pack or vice versa. For elephants, they are just as social. So if an elephant is introduced and they see another elephant respond in a certain way, they are more likely to respond that way very quickly.
Huh. All right. So they're watching, and a new elephant might go, oh, look at it. They keep walking up to those people, and they're getting treats. I'm going to I better amble up there.
Yeah, and they're careful with the new elephants, but at least this individual place called Kanta has never had a problem. And
where are these elephants coming from? Where do they come from to the sanctuary?
They're coming from jobs that no longer exist. They were laid off. So a timber company that they once hauled for isn't cutting trees anymore, which may be a good thing. They're not, or sometimes for individual families, and they just don't want elephants any longer. So where do they go?
Exactly.
There are no elephant shelters, you know.
No, like, you can't adopt out.
Yeah, and the other thing is, then what do you do? So long term, they don't know the answer to that in Thailand.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm talking about. A dog, sadly, or a cat lands at an animal shelter. They're spayed or neutered, and they are hopefully adopted out, but they're not reproducing. They don't spay or neuter the elephants.
Right.
So they continue to reproduce and do what elephants do.
Yeah.
So long term, they're going to continue to have these elephants. So long term, they continue to need tourist dollars to support having the space for these elephants.
And so what is there still? Are there still areas in Thailand where there are wild elephants?
Yes.
And are they, once these elephants are born in these sanctuaries, are they able to go into the wild, or are they too used to seeing people in onesies come up and give them treats?
Well, that's a great, you asked the best question. So that is a great question. I think that with careful planning, introductions could be possible. However, it has to be careful planning because they are such social animals. I remember when I worked with orangutans, which is a whole other story.
Wow.
But when I worked with orangutans that were confiscated, you would take these baby orangutans, but you could not say, go to the forest and thrive.
Right.
Because they didn't know how.
Yeah.
And with elephants, they are such intelligent and social beings. Without being taught by mom, they wouldn't know how. And mom doesn't know because she wasn't taught by her mom. That's one issue. And the other is that I don't know that it's completely true, but in Thailand they maintain that these elephants are different, that they wouldn't be able to survive very well in the wild.
The domestic elephants.
Yeah. Now, again, I don't know that I completely buy that, but that is what they say.
Is there a big problem with poaching over there?
Yes.
I know that was that's a problem in Africa and Tanzania.
Yes. Wild elephants.
Yes.
You know, not so much at these parks, but at wild elephants. So at these parks, they have mahouts with them, they're called, and they're elephant trainers that essentially live with these elephants just about 24/7. One advantage of that, among others, is that it's protection for the elephants. But wild elephants have no such protection.
Correct.
So in the national park, they do have game rangers, like in Africa, that do the best they can.
Yeah.
But they're outgunned and outnumbered. And it's really very sad how elephants are, in fact, disappearing from the planet under our own eyes. And you wouldn't think elephants, they're too big. How can they disappear? But they are. They're being hunted away.
It's amazing. So when you go to the sanctuary, and then we'll move on to actual domestic animals here in the U.S., but I find this fascinating because, you know, when you're a kid and you go to the zoo and you see the elephants, it's fascinating. And then, unfortunately, as a little kid, when you don't know better, I remember seeing them at the circus and they do these tricks, and it's, you know, these giant animals doing these things. And then you realize, like you said, you know, the questionable training methods and stuff. But when you go to the sanctuaries, besides walking up and feeding the elephants, what kind of contact do you get to have with them? What, you know, obviously they're not doing, they're not juggling for your amusement.
No, no, it's amazing. So at one point they walked into the water and they said, here, and they gave us a brush, a big brush, and a water bucket. And the idea is to take the water. So now we're in the water with elephants.
Okay.
Standing right beside elephants that are rolling around having a great time in the water. Elephants of all ages. So there weren't any very young elephants in this group, but younger elephants and middle-aged and older elephants, and they're all in the water doing, and they're going, and they're doing what elephants
do.
And
they're being elephants.
And we're scrubbing their backs, and we're interacting with them, and that is like the coolest thing in the world.
And it's got to be amazing.
Yeah. And
how was the smell?
They smell like elephants, well, but you know, enough. You kind of and the water wasn't necessarily clean, so you don't swallow any of that water. But and boy, have you ever lifted what comes out the other end of an elephant?
Why would I do that, Steve? I'm not in show business.
You are in show business, so yes, that's why I asked.
I've shoveled it enough.
Exactly. But it's heavy, surprisingly heavy. Maybe not surprisingly.
I was going to say I'm not surprised by the heft and weight of it. Not at all.
And when going somewhere with like Thailand, it's great to do what we did, and that's to help to have help organize it. We did that with Audley Travel.
Yeah.
And again, people will ask, it's called Kanta Elephant Sanctuary. Only giving them a plug because they do things, by all accounts, the right way, which I like to see.
Very nice. Steve Dale is here. If you have a question for Steve, of course, 312-981-7200. We're going to do this, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about your pet and you know, anxiety that may or may not come with New Year's Eve, and some New Year's resolutions to make you a better pet parent or pet companion. All right. Steve Dale is here for a few more minutes. It is always fascinating to talk to Steve. Give us that the reserve again.
It's called Kanta, K-A-N-T-A. And I'll be writing about it, I hope, within the next couple of days, posting some videos and things like that.
At Steve Dale's Pet World?
SteveDale.tv.
SteveDale.tv, yeah. There you go. And so we don't forget, so everybody knows, give us the show time again, because it's always, it's tragically short. Are you still on the radio here? Well, listen, no, because I don't know if I am either. That's why from day to day I have to ask everybody.
No, you're right. I am tragically short. I'm trying to change that.
The show, not your stature.
Oh,
that's nothing you could do
me.
About that.
6:30 Sunday mornings. And in fact, we have a very special announcement to make this Sunday morning, having to do with one of the animal welfare agencies in Chicago.
I
think that we're going to have Doc Emmerich on also making, he will be a part of that announcement.
Wow.
Doc Emmerich, the hockey broadcaster.
The hockey analyst.
How does that all tie in?
You've talked to Doc many times because he is a huge proponent of that.
He is.
Of animal welfare.
So New Year's Eve is right around the corner. It's like almost here.
Yes, and people will be blowing things up and popping corks. And again, not maybe as on a grand of scale as 4th of July, but enough where dogs and cats, but a lot of dogs, they don't like it.
So if they find a hiding place and they're content with that hiding place, leave them be. If you know they're going to be really upset about all of it, a sanctuary room is something I'm all for. So pump up WGN radio in the background so they don't hear it as much. Close the shades so they don't see it as much. And distraction is the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
So if you can find a food puzzle that the dog can move around, or cat can move around and get some food out of or treats from, if they're thinking about that, they're not thinking about whatever it is that makes them nervous in general. And maybe you have a lot of people over, so maybe it's not the noise. Maybe there isn't that much noise.
Just don't like people.
Maybe it's
they're antisocial.
No, maybe it's that many. Well, hey, if they're my relatives, I can understand it.
Mine too.
Yeah. So I totally agree with them. I wish I could find that sanctuary room.
Yeah, if somebody could give me a sanctuary room, I'd be the happiest guy on the planet.
Exactly.
I'm distracted. I'm listening to Steve and Johnny's New Year's Eve broadcast. I'm doing a food puzzle.
I'm happy. Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. There are nutritional supplements that can help. One is called Zentral, and that can lower anxiety. If you have a dog, you want to plug in a pheromone diffuser called Adaptil. For cats, it's Feel-Away. And Feel-Away and Adaptil are natural, and they're available everywhere. So you could just go to a pet store and pick one up before New Year's Eve.
Very nice. So everything should be nice and calm. I have to ask, do you dress your dogs?
For Halloween, like, sometimes. You know what we do when
do
it gets...
Do you give them festive garb?
Not so much. But when it gets cold out, it's important, if you have a small dog or if you have a sighthound, to put something on so the dog doesn't get cold.
Okay. Yeah, because some dogs shake just... like Chihuahuas and stuff. They just shake nonstop, right?
It seems they do inexplicably at times, but
so
sometimes
it's not that they're
because,
cold.
Sometimes it right. is because they're cold, and they get cold. The small dogs aren't able to control their own body temperatures very well. And Lou Manfredini, there was a promo for him. He was talking about.
I've heard of him. He's very good.
You know, I like him.
He does
and,
all right.
Uh-huh. And he was talking about salt that's safe, I believe, for...
Yes.
Concrete.
So, yeah, he was worried about salt killing your lawn. I always have to go and look for the stuff that will not burn the dog's paws.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know what's
Safe
horrible
Step
about
sure
that?
Paws is a good product.
I use that.
Yeah.
The problem is they charge so much more for that stuff.
They shouldn't.
I know they shouldn't, but they do everywhere. And I get it because I don't want my dogs, you know, burning their feet.
Yep, it's worth it.
It is worth it to do it. But I think it's one of those things where, you know, a specialty product, they're going to, oh, well, if you want it, you're going to pay extra for it.
But I bet if enough people buy it over time, because it was the same with the antifreezes that were PetSafe antifreezes. And I don't know that they're any more expensive today, but when they first came out, they were. And all they did was add a bittering agent to make it taste really bad so the pets wouldn't lap it up. And antifreeze is a problem. So just a... teaspoon worth of antifreeze will kill a cat or a small dog, and maybe even a large dog. It won't take much more than that. So I am all for the PetSafe antifreezes.
Sure.
When I first started talking about it, I heard the same thing correctly. It was a lot more money, and that's not right.
No.
But they came down in prices. More people began to do it, and also more companies began to do it.
And it's also not real easy to find that the PetSafe stuff, the Sure Step.
Really?
And, yeah, I mean, I've gotten it at different places, either at one of the big pet stores. I found it at Sam's one time, like a double bottle.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's
maybe Lou Manfredini has some in his house.
Listen, I don't know. Lou's worried about your lawn.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, he's worried about your patio getting pitted.
Oh,
that's
who
not
cares?
All right, I'm getting the high sign. Thank you, as always, for coming
My
in. Happy
pleasure.
New Year.
Thank you.
Read Steve Dale at stevedale.tv. All the interesting articles that Steve puts up. Listen to him on Sunday mornings. Big announcement this Sunday. Don't miss it. Big announcement. I'm a little jealous because usually you come on here with big announcements, but do it on your own show. We'll get people listening at 6:30 Sunday morning, more so than they already do. Maybe they'll give you an extra 10 minutes.
I don't think so.
Move the show up and
no,
expand
I don't think
it.
So.
I think you need more time.
Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome.